Welcome back to Cook Italy with me. Today we're traveling to the beautiful city of Milan to make one of Italy's most luxurious and iconic dishes, risotto alla Milanese. Let's start with a bit of history. Risotto alla Milanese goes all the way back to the 16th century. According to legend, artists working on the stained glass windows of Milan's famous cathedral used saffron to colour the glass. At a wedding feast, someone decided to add saffron to rice. And that's how this golden, fragrant dish was born. Today, risotto alla Milanese is a symbol of Milanese elegance and comfort food all in one. So, what do you need for two servings? You'll need 150 grams of carnaroli or arborio rice. That's about 3/4 of a cup. 500 milliliters of good quality vegetable or beef broth. About 2 cups, 30 grams of butter. Around 2 tablespoons, 30 grams of freshly grated Parmigiano Reggiano. About 1/4 cup, a pinch of saffron, threads, 1/2 small onion, finely chopped, a splash of dry white wine, and a bit of salt and pepper. Ready? Let's make risotto alla Milanese step by step. First, warm up your broth in a small pot and keep it on low heat. Hot broth is essential. It keeps the cooking temperature steady. Place the saffron threads in a small bowl with a couple of tablespoons of warm broth. This releases that beautiful golden colour and aroma. In a large pan, melt 1/2 of the butter over medium heat. Add the finely chopped onion and cook it gently until it's soft and translucent. Next, add the rice. Toast the rice for about 2 to 3 minutes, stirring constantly. This helps the rice absorb flavors and stay firm. Pour in your splash of dry white wine and let it evaporate completely. Now, start adding the hot broth, 1 ladle at a time. Stir often and wait until the liquid is absorbed before adding the next ladle. This takes patience, but makes your risotto perfectly creamy. About halfway through, add the saffron-infused broth and stir it in. Keep adding broth and stirring for about 16 to 18 minutes total, until the rice is creamy but still al dente. When the risotto is ready, turn off the heat. Add the remaining butter and the grated Parmigiano Reggiano. Stir well. This final step is called mantecare in Italian, and let it rest for 1 minute. Now, you're ready to serve. Here are a few quick tips to make your risotto alla Milanese perfect every time. Always use hot broth to keep the rice cooking evenly. Stir gently and frequently. This is what releases the starch and makes the risotto silky. Carnaroli rice is the best choice. It stays firm and creamy at the same time. And remember, serve risotto immediately. It doesn't like to wait. And there you have it. Risotto alla Milanese. Creamy, golden, and full of history. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to Cook Italy with me. Leave a review and share it with your foodie friends. It helps us grow and reach more people who love Italian food. Follow us on Instagram at Cook Italy Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos, tips, and more recipes. Thanks for cooking with me today. See you next time for another taste of Italy. And as always, buon appetito!